Well, hey there, and welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, my name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm sitting here with my good buddy and pastor, Chuck Allen.
Hey, everybody. We are so glad you joined us. This whole concept of good vibes that we launched this past week, Bobby, is really one of those things that, isn't it true we all have a vibe? It's like a radar we put off. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not so good.
Absolutely. And most of the time, it's easy to spot bad vibes in somebody else, but it's really hard to spot it in our own lives.
Oh my gosh, I hate it when I look in the mirror and realize, ouch, I'm the guy that's spreading bad vibes.
Yep.
There is a way to fix it though. There is kind of an equation actually to a morning routine, I think, that sets the course for a day to have good vibes.
Absolutely. So that's one of the things I love is in your heart is to create resources that help people. And so over the next couple of weeks, we've got the Good Vibes Daily Aha. And so we thought it'd be fun today just to sort of talk about our daily routine, or, and more specifically, our morning routine. And I don't know about you, but for me, I've found that the best way to start my morning is to start the night before.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. It's almost like the night when I call it a day and I've crawled in bed, there is an intentionality that says, this is A, when I'm going to get going, B, how I'm going to take the time with the divine and make it the start, the best of my day. How do I give that to the Lord? But if I don't intentionally set it the night before, then often what happens, the urgent robs that from me in the morning.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're this way, but when I feel rushed in the morning, that sets for a bad vibe for the rest of the day.
There is nothing worse to me than having slept late or having to get in a rush and not giving myself the best part and the best opportunity to not only spread good vibes, but to enjoy good vibes.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things, Bobby, you and I talk a lot about is what is the routine of a morning that would help set you, kind of tee you up for the day to be able to have good vibes, to share good vibes, to really make a difference. I read this the other night and I thought, this is so good. Spending time with God puts everything in perspective. Our mindset is renewed, our souls are filled, and our burdens are replaced with His peace. Isn't that awesome?
That's so good.
But it is an intentionality. It's an awareness. Wait a minute. I need to start my day on a good, solid footing, a good vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for me in 2017, I've tried to ratchet up the intentionality to say, hey, I can't control the rest of my day, but I can control those first few minutes, that first half hour, hour or so, to make sure I start off right. So I'm just curious. Let's dive in. What's sort of your morning routine look like? What are some of the things that you try to make sure you do as many days as possible?
You know, first, that's a great question. Don't you? I always love to read what people's morning routines are, especially high performers, and try to learn from them. So what I've really tried to do, and like you in 2017, take it to another level. And so I start my day, number one, with a great deal of intentionality. Lord, this morning, I am grateful for, and I'll list at least three things. This is what, Lord, I am grateful for. If you're in one of those positions where you think, I can't imagine every day of my life thinking of three things, you'll find it so easy when you intentionally determine to focus your mind on what you're grateful for. I start there every day.
That's good.
And then from there, it is, I need to read scripture. I believe there are many great devotional books out there, but scripture is the one thing that genuinely kind of absorbs into my soul and changes my heart. I mean, God says it's going to accomplish the purpose for which He sent it, so I need to make it a central part. So I read scripture, and after that, I love to find a short commentary that helps me think about today's context. It kind of puts the scripture in the context of when it was written so that I can understand the context it is today. And then, Bobby, there's a short thing, and I've kind of learned this from you, which is I need to kind of make a statement, a declaration. This is what I've learned from this text, and this is how I'm going to live it out today. You do that really well. How does that jive with your morning routine?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of overlap in that. So like I said, I try to start the day before. So before I go to bed, I try to think through what's tomorrow look like? Mm-hmm. How do I get ready for it? So even just shaving already that night, setting out some clothes, that way in the morning, I have the least amount of decisions to make.
That is so simple, but so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the next morning, what I think through really are three parts. One is I need to create space in my mind for the day. Two, I need to spend time with God. And three, I need to get moving. I need to move my body. So on a practical level, I try to set my alarm early enough in the morning to give myself about an hour for all of that. When the alarm goes off, I try to make sure I get up and I don't put it off. And then I flip-flop whether I jump right into a workout or if I dive into my time with God.
Kind of how you feel and whatever.
Yeah. But I want to make sure I do both. I want to make sure physically I'm moving, whether that's lifting weights 3 days a week or just doing light cardio the other days of the week.
I've noticed you've gotten all buffed up.
Well, you know.
I mean, you have swole up for sure.
I've got to keep. Yeah. I mean, I've got a cute redhead I got to keep interested.
Well, so far, so good, buddy. But, you know, that routine – that really is the power of routine, isn't it? I mean, it is the thought that every day this is what I do. It's kind of like when Daniel went and prayed, knowing his life was on the line, he did this because the scripture said he had a holy habit. Hmm. I think it's pretty cool. When I finish my routine, after that declaration, I enter into a time that truly is a sense of meditation.
Yeah.
I typically put earphones on and I have a song that's playing. I like a lot of what Hillsong Worship does. I listen to a lot of Hector's songs. Right here from Sugar Hill Worship, but I'll use them as a time for me. And it really, it's a time of silence. It's a time where I talk out loud to the Lord. And it's a time that this is the hardest part for me to stop and hear from the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, that's where sort of creating some headspace is so important, where literally I just open a blank document on my computer and I just take whatever's on my mind at the moment and I just type it out. And there's something about me getting it out of my head into the computer screen, even though I'm going to delete it, it gets all the worry, it gets all the anxiety out of me so that now when I jump into the daily aha or when I don't jump into the Bible, I've got space where I can intently listen to God and ask, what do you want me to do today?
That is so good. So we want to invite you every day on the Sugar Hill Church app, hit the daily aha button, and when you do, you can open up and experience 21 days of good vibes. Bobby and I have tried to feed for you over the next 3 weeks the opportunity for you to read scripture, find gratitude, make a daily declaration of your faith, and your prayer list. It finishes up with my favorite part, though, which is when I've done all of this time of meditation, it should lead to a time of service. Jesus said, if you want to be great, you're going to serve others. So all of this is that we might lead and love more like him.
Yep. And so if you don't have the Sugar Hill Church app, then very next thing I would encourage you to do is to go to the App Store, download it, and when you download the app and open it up, you'll see a button that just says the Daily Aha. And I'm telling you, if you don't have a morning routine, if you're not ready to carve out an hour yet or even 30 minutes, would you start with 15 minutes a day and use the Daily Aha as a great springboard? Because you're going to have a vibe today, no doubt about it, but you could have a good one. One of the questions that our buddy Jeff Henderson down the road at Gwinnett Church asks, he says, what's it like to be on the other side of me?
Isn't that great?
That's a question about vibe. What's it like to be around me? And so you can be intentional. You can decide today, I'm going to set off a good vibe.
That is so good. Let me leave you with one piece of scripture in Philippians 1:6. The scripture says, God is faithful. He will complete the good work that he has begun in me. That's for you, my friend. Thanks for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. On behalf of my friend Bobby McGraw, we'll see you back again tomorrow.